Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All right, Brian, it is draft night. It is first round of the NFL draft. Cowboys pick at 24. I've got a couple different things that I'm monitoring ahead of the draft, ahead of where the Cowboys are picking at 24. And I kind of want to kick around some of these thoughts with you as we head into tonight. Before we get into those different angles and kind of what we're going to be watching in advance and then get into the mailbag, I'm curious just your sense heading into this draft of where the Cowboys' heads are at, maybe what they're thinking, what they're anticipating, you know, how much of it they, you know, is it a thing where they feel like they have eight different avenues and they could go down any one of them? Or do you think they generally have it narrowed down? Or is it like, hey, this has got to kind of play out in front of us because we're just as, you know, curious to see what plays out in the first 23 picks as you guys are. What's your general sense of where the Cowboys are at heading into this draft?
I think there's an element of all three things that you asked there, Robert. And the first element I'll address is that they've got some things narrowed down. And I think they've got some ideas that if certain players happen to be on that board when they pick, then they're more than willing to hand that card in at 24. What I was hearing this morning driving here to do our podcast was Green Bay, who is behind you, is interested in moving back. So this is the scenario that you need to worry about a little bit if you're the Dallas Cowboys. Do people go to Green Bay before they go to you for a trade back situation?
Yeah.
Are you going to be in a point where you're interested in going back? You always worry about going back and getting the value for your pick. That's the thing that concerns you the most. But how many of those opportunities you're going to have? We kind of feel like that aggressive teams, Kansas City, San Francisco, Buffalo, aggressive teams. Don't think Baltimore's going to come up. Baltimore's a team that traditionally, if you listen to our platforms and our shows, Baltimore's a team that traditionally will sit there and an excellent Hall of Fame player falls right in their lap every single time in the way they operate. So to me, I don't think Baltimore's a team that's going to move. I'll be interested to see what Arizona does at 27. How are they? But the thing you have to worry about, there's two things. With Minnesota in front of you, that could be somebody else's pick, especially if Minnesota does a deal to go get a quarterback. That could be somebody totally different that maybe you haven't thought about. So that's a concern. And then now you have to worry about the Packers behind you. I think the Packers are looking at some of the similar guys you are. I think Packers are more on cornerbacks. And I'd say cornerbacks, not quarterbacks, cornerbacks. But they're looking at linebackers, cornerbacks, and then the potentially to bail out of there if they can. So that's a little bit of a dicey situation. All of a sudden, Green Bay gets a deal. Somebody calls Green Bay, and that's that one team that's trading up. And all of a sudden, they don't go to you. They go to Green Bay right behind you, and you have no place to go. So you have to be prepared to make a pick on this clock. I think they've got it narrowed down to probably three players. I know from the fact that, you know, in talking to some people around the league and then also kind of getting a little bit of a vibe of what might be going on in the Cowboy war room, Jackson Powers-Johnson, the center, is not – I am higher on him than they are. Okay, I think there's a lot of teams that have him,
and is this
area than where maybe a guy like myself has him.
Is this an instance to you where this is related to the medicals? Or are you saying apart from the medicals, they just don't like the player as much as you do?
I think there's several factors that are going through this. The medical is part of this. So to me, I would be a little bit worried. Like, you know, we've been talking, and I know I have. I'm just being honest with you guys right now. I've talked a lot. Powers Johnson is my favorite center on the board. But I don't – if Powers Johnson's there, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys take him. That's just my gut feeling as we sit here Thursday before the draft. So now it turns into, okay, what about Graham Barton? You know, does Graham Barton get to you? You know, Futanu, the Washington tackle, does he get down to you? Is it going to turn into Guyton? You know, they're probably got this thing narrowed down on names that would be there. And if not that, then they're probably going to try and bail and go to the bottom there and see if they could pick something. But I'm just warning you, Green Bay's in that same mode you are right now. And if somebody goes to Green Bay and gets a deal done earlier and it's that one team that's going up, that could be a little bit of a, hey, hang on to your rear. We're gonna have to sit here and make a pick.
I think you have some great names there. You know, Troy Fatano at Washington, Graham Barton, Tyler Guyton. I think all those make a lot of sense for what the Cowboys are looking at here. Brian, let's cover over a couple of these things that I'm watching heading up to pick 24. I'll get your thoughts on these and we'll touch them around. Number one to me, I think the thing we're all watching tonight, probably most prominently, is just where are the Graham Barton landmines? Yeah. Does Graham Barton make it down to you at 24? So, Brian, that'll be my first question to you. Your anticipation, there's some buzz. Some people are saying he could go in the teens. Others are saying, no, he should be there. In general, what is your expectation for tonight? Do you expect Graham Barton to get to 24?
I really don't, Robert. Not at this point in time. I just, you know, there's – you mentioned the landmines along the way. The one that seems very clear is Pittsburgh, and then there's the Miami one that, you know, you're starting to hear a little bit buzz. The fact that Powers Johnson – I don't believe he's the number one center on a lot of boards. And now if you're going to go get a center, you know, and I'm not saying that Powers Johnson won't get drafted, but I don't think he's going to get picked in that area that when we started this journey in January, we were talking about him. Like, there was times where, oh man, he's going to go to the Dolphins. He's going to the Steelers. He's going to Philadelphia. You were hammering him at those spots. And now I think Graham Barton is taken over as the spot guy at those spots for centers.
Do you think Frazier could go ahead of Jackson Powers Johnson at this point?
There's a possibility. There's a possibility there. And I think if Dallas were to trade back, I would be interested. I know we've talked about the BYU tackle a lot. Maybe the guy that's getting a lot of play, not only, I believe, from the Cowboys, but people in the back end of that draft, is our tackle from Arizona is getting a lot of play in that.
Jordan spot. Morgan?
Morgan, yeah. And people are thinking, well, he could play tackle, he could play guard. Keep an eye on Morgan from Arizona. In at the end of the draft or trade back situations, you know, I Cowboys and Packers seem to be looking at the same kind of guy, except they're looking at cornerbacks more than you are. So that's something you just got to – but they're looking at Morgan and guys like that too. So this could be, you know, this could be a little bit dicey when it gets – if you're looking at that particular player.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm in agreement with you. I don't think Graham Barton makes it down to 24. If he does, I think that's an easy pick for them.
Hand in the
but, you know, we'll have to see that. Here's the next question for you, Brian. when does the run on offensive linemen begin for you? I feel like Joe Alt to Tennessee at 7 has been a very popular pick, and that's not one that was ever going to slide. But there's some question about, okay, in what order does Fashanu, Fuaga, Fatanu, like what order do these guys go? Where does this start? It looks like you're starting at about 9 with the Bears. That's the earliest next domino to fall.
What about did Daniel Jeremiah mock draft Latham to the Chargers at 5?
He did. I wonder if what that is he is anticipating a trade to 12, and he didn't want to mock the trade, but he did want to mock the player.
Okay.
And so he put Latham at 5, but I mean, he could absolutely go earlier than that. But if you start that run on tackles, could start as early as the Bears. And then there's some landmines there of Raiders, Saints. I think some people have suggested Seahawks could be in on that. We already know Pittsburgh, Miami. You know, potentially Miami, all these different areas. Where do you think the run begins on the offensive linemen? And at what point does the run start where it jeopardizes what the Cowboys want to do? Like, if it starts at 9, does that jeopardize things? Or if it starts at 15, do you feel like, hey, somebody will get to them because it started too late?
If it starts late, they've got a better shot, of course. That's just logic. But if this thing goes early, I think that you have to worry about that a little bit. The thing with, you know, these guys, I mean, I think Dane Brugel and I disagree on this. I think it's a deep class of guys overall. I mean, if Dallas were to grab a center, say they do get Barton or Frazier, you know, on a trade back or whatever, you know, I think there's some other tackles that you could get probably in that third round that could, you know, I like Rosengarten from Washington. I think there's a little bit, if you maybe miss out on that guy, that you would say, okay, I'm comfortable with these other guys. I'm comfortable. Yeah. It's not like if you miss out on a defensive tackle, you're probably worked a little bit. You know, you're probably, as we'd say, probably screwed a little bit because it just doesn't stretch.
Yeah.
So any early run, it could be a problem. But I kind of feel like that. Just talking to guys around the league, it seems like the consensus guy that's there is Guyton. It just seems like every time it's like, you know, I ask about, well, hey, is Latham going to be there? No. I had a guy tell me, a general manager tell me, because I threw out some names, you know, we were talking to him on the draft show, and Nick Harris was from DallasCowboys.com. He threw out Latham's name, and I threw it out there just to a general manager friend of mine. I said, Latham, 24. He goes, no way. He ain't getting to you at 24. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I mean, that's something.
Oh, I think the league is very high on Latham.
I
think there's a lot of teams that would like Latham over Olu Fashanu.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right.
And it's part of that pedigree too. I think around 12, if you get a Chargers trade down to 12, and then you hit Chargers, and if the Raiders are wiped on quarterback options and the top three receivers are gone, and then you've got the Saints, I think you can start a run there where you're boom, 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 and that makes things a little bit dicey. Brian, one of the things Jane Slater had talked about, she tweeted on Thursday, was she said, look, there might present an opportunity to trade up and get an offensive lineman if enough quarterbacks go early enough. So, Brian, the other thing we got to watch here is how many quarterbacks go ahead of the Cowboys, because I think there is starting to build a sense of Penix could go in the top 12 here.
Yeah, that's the thing that, to me, I'm just, as I'm looking, you know, Michael Penix, I have it at 20 on my board. But if you talk about the quarterbacks, you mentioned Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, you know, now you're starting to go down and down and go through these quarterbacks. And then I got Penix in there. And then, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, with our with the Michigan, you know, with
J.J. McCarthy.
With McCarthy. We'll see what happens with him. You know, I'm totally on board with that. You know, let all those quarterbacks go. Well, let some wide receivers go. Let some corners go. You know, it's going to be, I have a feeling there's going to be some really, probably the one defensive player that will probably go early is Murphy from Texas. That would be this draft reminds me very much of, in a way, if I've got this right, in 2005, when we drafted DeMarcus Ware, It was like all these offensive players went ahead of us for like 10 picks. It was just crazy. These running backs were going off the board. Cadillac Williams and all these guys were going.
Ronnie Brown.
Yeah, all these guys were going. And then all of a sudden, the first defensive player to us was DeMarcus. So maybe the same thing is going to happen in this draft. We have all these offensive guys going. But, yeah, if you could get Knicks to go too, that would be one that – you know, I think everybody would be like, all right, you know, hey, that's one more guy, you know, coming down your direction. But if I think Dallas were to go up, and I don't see – they did so much work on Fuaga from Oregon State. And I just don't see it. Visits at the Combine, you know, 30 visits. I mean, all these things, they're doing all this work. He seems like the one guy that I would trade up for. You know, maybe I don't see them trading up for Barton, but if you do that, you probably have to get ahead of, you have to make a small little jump up ahead of Pittsburgh, I think is where I'd kind of start that.
I think, Brian, if you're looking at you mentioned there, if Knicks goes, that's a big boost to the Cowboys because that's one more name that helps push things down the board. I think if we're talking about names, like who are names like that who like, hey, there's a chance they go. But if they go, it's going to be beneficial to you. I think we got to watch a couple different names ahead of you at 24. Bo Nix is one, like you mentioned. Yeah. Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas, the receiver at LSU.
Yes, yes.
I think probably Johnny Newton at Illinois.
Okay, I was hearing some whispers. I was hearing some whispers about Johnny Newton that the Cowboys were all over him at that workout when he worked out at Illinois. And so I'm throwing it out there as
But ultimately, I think that if you're talking about trying to get Barton down to you, Newton going would help, especially like Miami is a team that's been connected to Johnny Newton. That would obviously help.
I think Latu would help too.
Would, because I don't think the Cowboys would pick Latu.
I don't think they would either.
If you could get like Verse, you expect to go ahead of you. If you could get a Chop Robinson or a Darius Robinson somewhere in the top 23. These are the types of names that matter. If you could get somebody to take a Cooper DeJean somewhere in the top 23. Again, those are the types of names
I didn't even mention, because I've got Drake May so low, you know. I'd throw him in there. I think the Packers behind you, I think if the Packers got stuck, they would pick Cooper DeJean. I think if they got stuck. They're very, very interested in him.
Now, last one before we get to the mailbag here.
Another one, by the way, and Edrin Cooper might be a guy that I know you might talk about him, but if he were to go ahead of you, that potentially could push a guy to you as well.
Yeah, I think you're. It's a half pen throw. It's half serious, half upset. So here's what I think you're looking at here, Brian. What is the dream scenario here for the Cowboys, in your opinion? What is the disaster scenario? Because for me, I look at two things here. One, dream scenario to me is Fatanu, Barton, Guyton. Those guys somehow get pushed down to you at 24. Mm-hmm. Receivers go early. Corners go early. Whatever else. Those guys get pushed down to you, and you're in a position that you were in when you picked Micah Parsons, where you said, we can move back, and Parsons or Slater will be there, and we can pick up extra picks. So I think that that's a dream scenario where you're able to move back a little bit, still get one of those guys, and add capital. And I think the disaster scenario is you get that run on offensive linemen early. People don't take Nix. They don't take Penix. Brian Thomas doesn't go off the board. People have questions about the corners. Quinyon Mitchell, do we think that he, you know, do we love what he did at Toledo? Is Nate Wiggins too small? Those sort of things push those positions down to you to where then you're at 24, you can't bail out, and you're looking at taking a big reach or picking maybe like a Jonathan Brooks, somebody who you would not normally take at 24.
No, I think you're absolutely right there. I think everything that you just walked us through would be that your guy's not there. The dream scenario of good was those three names we were talking about. Barton, I think, would be the number one on I think Fatanu would be the number one on everybody's list. Then Barton, then Guyton, if that's the case.
I, I think you have it nailed completely.
Okay, if that's the case, then the disaster would be none of the names are there, and you can't move. That's the disaster. That all of a sudden Green Bay traded behind you out, and the one team that came to Green Bay was the only team that's going up from the back end of the draft. You know,
so that's the concern. Yeah,
you're going to have to entice Green Bay, because Green Bay's got multiple twos, and I believe they have multiple threes. So you're going to have to if they're going to go down pretty far, you know, you're going to have to entice them. Where I think Dallas is a little bit more open because they don't have that four. You know, Dallas is a little bit more open to, yeah, sure, we'll take it. Let's go. Green Bay might hold you up. You know, and maybe you get lucky that Green Bay tries to hold somebody up and then somebody calls Dallas, you know. But see, Dallas and Green Bay, I'll say it again, same similar types of needs with the exception of their hunting corners. So keep that in mind.
Stephen Jones said, when you are working the draft room phones for trades, he's like, it's almost always somebody calling to come up to you. You're not generally calling saying, right, I want to go back.
Right.
You need somebody to be enticed. And so we'll see how that breaks out for the Cowboys. You're listening to
I'm interrupting again. No. The thing that happens, and I've done the phone things too in my career, the thing that you have to do is you have to let people know, like today, this morning, as you and I are doing this broadcast, you have to get on that phone and call every single team and tell them that you're interested in moving. You just have to. You just throw it out there and you say, listen, if our guy's not there, we're going to move. But if your guy's there, call us. We'll be available. We'll make it worth your while. That's the kind of – you got to throw that kind of chum in the water to get these teams to be willing to know, hey, Dallas is – you know, you mark those pro guys mark on their sheet and they say, Dallas is a team you can go to. And then they tell the general manager that when the time comes, and that's how you make those calls.
You are listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.